The University of Detroit Mercy presents an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to February 2006.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show where you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Kathy Bush, and we have three holdovers from last week. The grub was so good they couldn't leave. What can I say?
Been eating just cupcakes here all week.
Eating cupcakes and being bejeweled. Yes, I think I noticed there's some shaking here, which is not good for curling. Start drinking decaf. Okay. So let me introduce the panel to you. To my right, from the Department of Math and Math Education, he wants to take a hit off his coffee, and I'm not letting him. Sorry about that.
I'm getting the coffee DTs.
It's Professor Jeff Boats.
I'm going to be shaking so much, my rock is going to spin uncontrollably heading down the ice.
Are you playing tonight?
I am.
Yes, both Professors Maggio and Boats are doing curling.
We haven't been on the same team yet, which is probably why we're still friends.
Let us hope at least.
Curling's such a fun game, though.
And the other curler on our team today is Professor Dan Maggio.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, so you guys are curling where? At the Detroit Curling Club?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. All right.
Well, they're going to shuffle us around tonight. There's a chance we may be on the same.
Uh-oh.
Hey. Well, we'll find out more about that next week. Yeah. Okay. Now, around the table to my left from the Department of Philosophy, it's Chair, but she knows her time is finally running out. It's Professor Beth Oljar.
The non-curler at the table.
That's okay, babe. That's all right.
We got to get you out there because Kathy is like half Canadian, so.
I've played, but I mean, in the past.
So you
she
have
has
a great mixed team.
Blood.
You have 2-2.
Betty was like Major Bonspiel up in Kirkland Lake. Heck yeah. My mom? Yeah. Big time. That was a big sport. Well, you know, like she said, what would you do in Kirkland Lake when the winter started like in October and didn't end until like May?
Good point.
You know, you had find something to
just
do.
Just like in Mystery Alaska.
There you go. Exactly. Great film.
Great movie.
Great movie. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, hey, this is the show where you can send us questions on curling, on hockey, on Russell Crowe, on telephones being thrown, whatever. Okay. And if you stump the panel, you win a fabulous T-shirt. And if you don't stump the panel, you still get a T-shirt. Now, last time we had some great questions about the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are questions, interestingly enough, about the Winter Olympics.
And they're going to be showing a lot of curling, U.S. curling and Canadian curling live.
Yeah, and, you know, again, we're fortunate
to be next to Canada. Thank God.
Because we get CBC coverage.
Yep.
So because in Turin, aren't they?
Yes.
In Torino. Which is, I think, 6 or 7 hours difference. So the night events are like 2 or 3 in the morning here, so they're going to show them live curling.
I know. Is that not killer? I mean, I'm pumped for this.
I mean, certainly the Canadian coverage of the Olympics is far superior to
because they're not, it's not so nationalistic. They'll show like everybody, you know.
They show every sport.
That's exactly right. I got to give the Canadians 10 for 10, full marks on that. Mm-hmm. You know, I really do.
My favorite Winter Olympic sports is the skiing and the skating.
Oh, but that's okay. You can
always see that.
The bobsled and the luge are fun, too.
Yeah, those are pretty hip. But, no, I mean, I think every, you know, like in the summer, let me, okay, all right, you said you like what? What's your favorite event in the winter? You like ice skating and
the skiing.
Okay.
Bobsled, luge.
Dan, what about you?
In the winter?
Yeah, Winter Olympics.
Probably the skiing. I do like the curling.
Mm.
And hockey.
And hockey,
I will try to catch a game in hockey.
Yeah.
Summer's all about the gymnastics.
I like curling, of course, and I think downhill skiing.
Mm, okay.
And what's slipping my mind? Oh, bobsled and luge. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they're so rare.
Now, for the Summer Olympics, you said gymnastics.
Gymnastics for me.
Yeah.
And track. And swimming. And diving.
Yeah.
The Summer Games have more stuff in them that I like to watch.
Okay. And that's cool.
Almost all the countries are there.
I think the diving.
Yeah, the diving is always pretty interesting. Yeah.
I'm not picking in the summer. I love it all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those sports, I guess maybe just they're kind of there. Okay. Well, these questions come to us from John Gettinger of Redford, Michigan. And so they're about various events, okay? And again, we don't have a score here, so we're just going to have to set it on our own.
80%.
Okay. So events in the Winter Games.
Yeah. Okay. In freestyle skiing, the word mogul comes from what?
Mound? Hill.
Yes, mound or small hill. He claims it's Austrian word, Mugel, M-U-G-E-L.
Hmm. I'll buy that.
Wouldn't that be German, though, and that Austrian word?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool. That's okay, which means small hill or mound. Okay. In figure skating, there's a gold gold medal favorite from Russia, who is the first and only skater in history, he doesn't say Olympic history, but in history, to successfully land a quad-triple jump combination in competition.
Oh, I don't know. I don't
quad,
know his name.
Quad-triple, mm-hmm. triple jump combination.
It's a Russian guy?
Russian guy.
Isn't wow. It can't be Viktor Petrenko. He's...
No, that it would be very
years
recent.
Years ago, yeah.
Yeah, but that's this. I that's I don't know the name. Incredibly wild combination. Whew.
Now the angular momentum, just to have yes, the energy
to
do that.
Just to sustain
that.
The, thank yeah, you.
Fantastic. I must be very tall.
His last name is Plushenko. Plushenko. Oh, yeah.
That's when you put the thing in and it goes down and hits all the pegs and
that's
goes.
Plinko.
The,
oh,
I thought right. you're right, but well,
no, I've heard of it. Now that you say the name,
okay.
Like,
but that's
familiar,
an incredible. But... I can't even imagine a quad.
Yeah,
triple,
and all the
triple.
Women are fighting to land triples. That's sort of the big thing.
That's
among
what
the women.
I mean. Yeah, I mean they've turned into these incredible. Yeah. Now a question about curling.
Yeah. Cool.
The curling is one of four Winter Olympic sports that is contested indoors. Can you name the other three?
Hockey.
Yep.
Speed skating.
Speed skating.
Usually. Mm-hmm. Indoors.
That's fun to watch.
Do they
too.
Count the other skating?
Figure skating.
Figure skating. Oh, no, I was not actually thinking of that.
Oh.
There's the is it the long track speed skating and then there's
short
track?
Short track speed skating yeah. is
but,
inside.
But that's all like speed
skating.
Oh, yeah,
skating. Short track yeah. speed skating is really fun to watch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's yeah. like roller derby.
Yes. No, it's like, yeah, there's a lot riding on crazy. That. So.
But who doesn't remember, not that he was a short track skater, but who doesn't remember Eric Heiden at
yeah.
Lake Placid? Thank
that
you.
Was so awesome to watch.
That was yeah. a great, yeah, absolutely great. German luge master Georg Hackl.
Yes, he okay. won like for a billion years.
Well, that's right. Okay, and he's already the only athlete to medal in the same event in how many straight Olympic Games?
Say six.
Four.
Right between that.
Five.
Can you believe that? Five straight games.
Wow.
And, of course, he wants to add to this one in Turin, which would be number six. That is amazing. That guy must be made of iron. I mean, think about it. That's a long time to be doing the luge.
His and neck muscles at least
say,
must be made
like,
of iron.
I mean,
that's
even.
What's always sort of amazed me about
thank
luge.
You.
That way you have to keep your head, you know, up enough so you can see the course. But you, if it's that you don't want to decrease your aerodynamic
yeah.
ability, so.
I know.
Whenever I think of the luge, I just remember this Robin Williams joke I cannot repeat on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, there are several events, actually. There are three events. Current Olympic events, Winter Games events that the United States has never won a medal in.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name those events?
Curling?
Curling is one of them, absolutely.
Bobsled or luge have got to be.
No.
I think
no.
the bobsled they've won.
Yeah, they have actually. The U.S. women won a medal last time.
I would
time.
Say
the yeah.
biathlon.
Yes, the biathlon is one.
And I would say.
And this is an event that used to just freak me out.
The high, long jump. That. No.
It was. It's got. The first name is always Nordic, but it's
not the well I was that's when I was on the biathlon I was trying to think of that area because generally we don't
the Nordic
the Nordic
it's called
vastly.
The Nordic combined
oh
right
I think that's that freaky ski and shoot thing they
that's
do
biathlon.
Oh, that's biathlon okay which I've always like
combined.
What is up with that okay like let me ski let me shoot
skiing and downhill skiing, I don't know.
Whatever. But it's the Nordic combined, which we'll have to look that one up. But I've that
how you do the shooting
ski and shoot
after
just,
your arms are so tired from.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I guess that's what the skill is.
Maybe that's it. But.
Yeah, we used to cross country ski in gym class where I grew up. That's
they
one of the things
that
we
do up in the UP. The kids up there. That's part
cool.
of their.
Cool. Yeah, it was great exercise.
It is.
You know that's I know that's that seems pretty crazed in that way. Okay, what year did ice hockey make its debut? Now, this is really weird, and it's kind of a tricky question because it wasn't at a Winter Olympic game. It was in a Summer Olympic game. Hmm.
Was it 52 or later than that?
Early. This is really bizarre.
Say 24?
That's the first Winter Olympics that ever occurred was in 1924.
So the first Summer Olympics would have been in the same year?
No.
Oh,
28?
No.
First summer was 1896.
Right, that was the first summer game.
But the first
ice hockey made its debut in this year's Summer
Olympic can't be much
Olympic
earlier
game.
Than that.
Well, a little bit.
20?
1920, the Summer Olympic Games in Antwerp, Belgium, were the first time that ice hockey was ever played in the Olympics.
I wonder how did
was...
they have ice at
Well, it
summer.
Must have been an indoor rink, you know, that they had.
In 1920? Yeah, I guess.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Sure, okay.
They had some kind of ice palace or something that way. I guess
they couldn't have had the the techniques of freezing ice and doors. Maybe they could have.
Why not? 1920.
It was 1920. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Refrigerated.
I was going to say refrigerated train cars before that.
All right, fair enough.
And they were clever.
Sorry.
They're clever in Belgium. You know. There you go.
Dan wants us to stop beating him up.
Okay. There's the skeleton event. The skeleton gold medal was first won by an American in 1928, who beat his brother, who took the silver by 1 second. Can you name that American?
The skeleton event?
Yep, skeleton.
I've never heard of it.
It's like a really stripped down luge or something
Yeah, it is. It's just, there's like nothing to it.
I don't know.
Yeah, Jennison Heaton was his name. He won the gold medal in 28. He beat his brother John, who took the silver medal by 1 second. Now, a 39-year-old John Heaton would win the silver again in 1948, 20 years later, finishing second. That's a pretty interesting, very interesting. When was the first known biathlon competition? When did it take place?
Within Olympic history?
This is not in the Olympics.
This would be before that.
This would be before that. So this is after the invention of the rifle thing, right?
I'd say 1820.
Actually, that's late.
Wow.
I know. I'm totally shocked by this. That's what I'm saying.
Those things weighed a ton.
Figuring out? Okay. It's 1767 is what's down here. So I'm trying to figure out what kind of weapons did these guys carry? Because if a musket,
it's not breech loading, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, those things weighed like 40 pounds.
Yeah, you had to pack the powder and your cartridge and all that into the gun barrel. So you had to carry the rod, you had to carry your pellets, you had to carry your powder and your weapon.
And the gun is just much heavier than what they used.
And I'm trying to think how skis would have been made in 1767.
Yeah.
I don't think these were fiberglass puppies.
Well, I can tell you the muskets weren't very accurate. I'm amazed they hit the target.
That's what I'm saying. Like, unless it's just buck spread. I mean, you know, it's like hitting the broadside of a barn or something. When did the Jamaican bobsled team make their debut at the Winter Olympics?
Is that 92?
I was going to say 88.
It's right, Dan. It was 1988 Winter Olympics game.
I'm trying to remember Cool Runnings.
I was going to say that film. That had John Candy in it, didn't it? Cool Runnings?
I'm not sure.
Wasn't he in that? Let's take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback. 1988.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edmund DeWint, and today we have three of our regulars with us. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here, as always. On his right, from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Golder, hi.
Hello, yes, that's right. And on Sarah's right, from the Department of Performing Arts and Theater, Professor Arthur Beer.
How'd you do, Edwin?
See, who is he today?
I just read a lovely article about Australia.
All right. The questions for today, all of which are Bert Tilly questions, have been culled from something like 340,000 of them that he has sent in over the last 6 months. For what cartoon did Donald Duck win his first Oscar? 1942 was the year.
The Donald Duck movies had names.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I'd forgotten that.
No.
Of course, they had to, didn't they?
Yes.
That old canard?
No.
The farmer takes a wife.
No, it had to do with the war.
Oh, yeah. They sell it now in the video stores, and you see him wearing his little helmet.
That's right.
Okay.
And there was a
song. It's called Donald Duck Uncovered.
No,
it's called
Duck Uncovered.
Of course.
It's called the Ducks of War. The
Ducks of War.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from February 2006, featuring the late Professor Kathy Bush as moderator. Matt Milo and the current panel of professors will return on September 8th with more brand new shows. Now, let's we turn to this classic Ask the Professor program from February 2006.
Back with questions.
Let's lift the ducks of war.
Yeah, really. You know, I was just watching The Path of War yesterday, but I like The Ducks of War so much better. We're back with questions about the Winter Olympics, which we are looking very much forward to. And you guys have been really doing great. You only got one wrong so far.
Bodie Miller better not go on and on about partying before.
I was going to, you know, Bodie made the cover of Newsweek, and they had this huge interview, you know, with him. And then they started mentioning other sports figures that may or may not have been toasted when they were, you know, participating in sports. Of course, the famous Oksana Baul in her meltdown. And
what's your favorite memory? Doesn't necessarily have to be a great performance, or, you know, let's throw out Miracle on Ice because that's every American's favorite. What's your favorite memory of the Winter Olympics?
Of the Winter Olympics? Wow.
Torvald and Dean doing Bolero.
Ball. That's beautiful. Oh, that's awesome. That was at Sarajevo, right? At those Winter Olympics. I have to admit, this will show my age, was Peggy Fleming winning the Olympic gold medal.
Hmm. Oh, in
at
68.
Grenoble. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. She was incredible. It was like watching dance. I couldn't believe she was on ice.
Talk about aging well. She still looks like...
Thank you, I know. Like, don't you hate her?
I can't remember his name. Maybe you can help me out. But I think it was 84 or 88. Some American won the men's downhill and skiing on one ski, because he lost a ski about 30 seconds from the bottom, and he just finished it.
It was either Bill Johnson or one of the Mayer brothers.
Yeah, but
Johnson, I think,
beauty.
Sounds right.
Beauty.
My favorite memory is Tanya Harding when she broke her skate.
And she's from Portland, too, in the wrong side of the track. So I've always sort of had a soft spot of my
You know, I really did.
Tanya,
I always thought, I bet she probably felt like the outsider, you know, with all the other girls.
Or she was the poor child.
Totally. That's... But, like, what happened to her now? What is she doing?
She's a boxer.
She's what?
She's a boxer.
Apparently not a bad one.
Poor thing. You know, but yeah. That poor girl.
But I can't stand Nancy Kerrigan.
That didn't justify what she tried to do.
No, not at all.
Get over it, you know, like, hello. Okay.
Whatever.
Nancy, you didn't win, deal.
Okay.
You know?
American skier and gold medal threat in Turin, Lindsay Kildo, was awarded this by local farmers for her World Cup win in France in 2005. What did they award her?
A really big pig?
Not a big pig.
A cow?
A big cheese?
A cow.
A cow.
Absolutely.
Ooh.
She was awarded a cow by the Dairy Farmers Association of Val d'Oiserie in France.
Which she immediately had cut up.
She had a choice. She could have accepted the cow or $1,200 in prize money, and she chose the cow. That's amazing.
What did she do with the cow? Eat it?
I guess. I mean, eventually, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ship
that.
Well,
I threw it down on some English kniggets.
This is...
Fetch you the wash.
And if you don't leave, we will taunt you another time.
And that's it. But I mean, wow. I don't mean, nothing against the... Maybe she didn't want to insult the farmers. Maybe she wanted the cow.
Actually,
you know,
if I had a farm and somebody gave me a cow, I might actually keep the cow.
Probably
cows are
worth
sweet.
More, actually. Yeah.
Okay. American Shanny Davis failed in his historic attempt to compete in both speed skating events in the same Olympics. What were they?
Short track and
long track.
Long track, yeah.
That's right. But he notes here that he is still the world record holder in the men's 1,500 meters in speed skating. So that's got to be long track, right? 1,500 meters?
Yeah.
Pretty long.
It's a mile,
I was
basically.
Say, that's
almost a mile.
Oh, yeah. That would be bad. This family of Lake Placid, New York, is the first to produce three generations of Olympians. Father Jack at 91 was a double gold medalist in speed skating. Son Jim Sr. was a U.S. ski team member in 64 Innsbruck. And in the 2000 games, Jim Jr. won a gold medal in the skeleton. What is this family's last name?
Wow, I don't know.
That is some record.
Yeah.
That's a good question. No
idea.
Three generations of Olympians. The Shea family. S-H-E-A. Wow. That's incredible.
It is.
You know? But think if you had to be like the next generation and have to live up to that legacy. You know, it's sort of like being Gretzky's son.
Yeah.
He better find another sport to play. You know what I'm saying?
Do you guys cheer for America when you watch for American athletes when you watch the Olympics?
It depends on the sport. I got to admit it.
Oh, fair.
If it's U.S. versus Canada in hockey,
but
men
like
and women.
Think of the summer games. So when it's our swimmers and divers and track.
I don't really cheer for anybody. I just like to watch.
I cheer for certain American sports, I admit it. I mean, USA, it's my nation. It's my country playing there.
Well,
so,
and when
you know,
we sweep something in track and, oh, you know,
that's the win.
I've always thought the...
Except, as they say in hockey, which is should be Canada's all the time, okay? That's it, men's and women, it should be.
Well, that,
and curling,
that makes
our sport.
Sense. I've always thought of the Olympics as a fairly harmless form of patriotism, actually.
Yeah.
Rooting for American athletes and you know, when they're up there crying and the national anthem is playing.
I think that's
it's
the bomb.
That's pretty kind of cool.
Yeah, hey, like the Miracle on Ice. That was, I swear, I cried like a baby. I did. I
sobbed
like a dog. I mean, it was a four-hanky rating that game, you know? Not just beating the Russians, but going on and winning the gold. Those guys played.
You believe in miracles.
I sure did that day. What country has won more gold medals at the Winter Olympics than any other country?
Russia.
No,
this
is
Austria.
No.
West Germany.
No.
Norway.
Norway. Norway has won more gold medals at the Winter Olympics than any other country.
Hmm.
Now, there are two countries south of the equator that have won medals at the Olympics. In fact, they're the only two.
Wow.
Only two that have ever won medals at the Olympic Winter Games. Can you name those two nations?
Australia.
Australia's won. Absolutely.
And that was the hard one.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, okay, you got the Aussies.
Brazil.
South of the equator?
South of the equator.
Oh, Chile.
No.
Is it South America, though?
It's not South America, wow. Which totally shocks me.
Because there's
some
high altitude
like,
there.
South of the equator.
It can't be Jamaica. That's right, because the bobsled team, they're not, A, they're not south. And
not India.
No, not India
it's
either.
Not, well, Korea's not south of the equator.
No. It's mighty cold in Korea. It can get mighty cold in Korea.
I don't know except to guess.
Go ahead. Think Peter Jackson.
Oh, New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
That feels cheap.
Oh, sorry. Well, you know.
Because it's just the same as Australia anyway. Who are we kidding?
It's Australia light. One third the calories.
It's supposed to be beautiful. It is supposed to be gorgeous in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. Kiwis, koalas.
And much greener than huge chunks of Australia, of course.
Okay, and final question. Legends Eric Heiden, Dan Jansen, as well as current stars Chris Whitty and Casey FitzRandolph all share something in common. What do they
share? They're
twins. Well, there's like four of them, though. So
they're not twins themselves, but they have a twin?
No.
No.
It has something to do with where they come from.
Oh.
Austria?
No, they're all Americans.
They're all Americans.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Minnesota? Yeah.
Not Minnesota.
No, are they all from New York?
Wisconsin?
They're all from Wisconsin. They're all cheeseheads. Okay. All right. So, well, even with setting the standard that we set, John, sorry about that.
He lost?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we missed. Okay.
You only missed
those
two.
Those are excellent questions.
Weren't those killer questions? And they'll just have, like, so much to
ask about the summer games.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, that would do it.
He's got a couple of years to think them up.
And the gymnastics.
Where are they going to be in 08? The summer in China.
Aren't they? In Beijing?
Beijing?
Yeah.
Cool.
Had they decided 2012 yet? Was that going to be London?
Yeah,
oh, they always
London
do.
For
London.
The...
Yes. Paris was very.
Yeah. And, you know, that was so sad because they had that announcement this summer and then, like, 2 days later,
oh, the bombings,
those bombings that occurred in the underground in London, which, you know. But as usual, with a perfect British kind of phlegm, they just rose above it and did what they needed to do.
I wonder if that was coincidence or that was planned.
You think? Oh, I'd hope not. You know, Detroit made a bid for the Summer Olympic Games. 56. I'm not kidding you. Okay. All right. We lost to Melbourne. All right. You know, come on. Okay.
Why would we want to
imagine. But that's when they built the Rouge Park pools. They built the Clark Park.
Did you
stuff,
say
the,
in 56?
56,
oh, that's different.
Just
submitting, you know, the world community to a Detroit summer. So I can't imagine.
It would be very hot and humid here.
Beth finds the humidity, I know, very hard to take here in the summer, which is true. It is
a challenge.
Winter snow, no problem. I can deal with that. This humidity in the summer is what kills me.
Yeah, it does get a little humid here. I thought the lakes were supposed to be temperate and protect us, but I guess that's not the way. Okay. And now we're going to move to some common trivia questions.
So well, we're very common, so this should be right up our alley.
We should
these
do really
are about
well.
Firsts, okay? So these are people who have been firsts, okay? Kurt Browning. His first occurred in 1988. He was the first male figure skater to do what?
Probably won the world championship and not the Olympic gold medal.
Triple jump?
Not a triple jump.
A double?
He always melts down during the Olympics. He's great in any
competition with
that. He didn't do it.
A triple?
He did a quadruple jump. He was the first
one. In 88?
A single. He just did a single quadruple. But
in
88? In 88. So that had to be like.
I thought the quad just made its appearance in like the last 4 or 5 years. Okay. All right. I believe you.
Elvis Stoico's been, there's a Canadian.
Big E.
Fond of, in addition to Kurt Browning.
Yeah. Aretha Franklin.
No, she didn't figure skate.
No, she was driving down a freeway.
So I'm going to guess that this is random. These are random questions.
First Lady of Soul. There we go.
She is, but yeah. She
God love you, Aretha.
Now I have this image of Aretha on skates, which is like so bad. My eyes,
no?
My eyes. She was the first female artist to be inducted into what?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's exactly right, that she was the first one inducted there. Michael Jordan in 1988 became the first basketball player ever pictured on what?
Everything Wheaties. In the world.
Well, it was a box of Wheaties, yes. But you are right, Dan. I have to give you a bonus point for that one because Michael's on what? Fruit of the Loom. He's doing it
well,
all.
He was, at least.
He was doing the hot dog commercials. He was really doing that. Penny Marshall in 1988 was the first woman film director to have done what?
Win whatever they have. Oscar? Is it?
No, she didn't win an Oscar.
She didn't win an Oscar.
Golden Globe?
No, this is more of a
produced her own movie.
Kind of a monetary.
She.
Oh, the movie grossed X number of dollars.
Yes.
Over
yes.
Oh, it was the highest grossing film by a woman producer. Or
yeah,
a woman director?
She was the first woman film director to have a film take in more than $100 million at the box office.
That was what was that big?
Yeah, it was big. Oh, that was a film. Which
that was a funny film.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
It was cute.
Yeah, I mean
it was cute.
It
that's
was
a good
cute.
Word.
Like
it was
like Cocoon.
Cute.
It was cute in sort of the same way. Yeah.
Yeah. Cute.
This comedian was the first guest on The Tonight Show, the first episode that Jay Leno permanently replaced Johnny Carson as host. This is 1992.
Comedian?
Comedian. Well,
I hope David it wasn't Brenner. Letterman.
No.
No, I don't know. No, let me guess.
I'm going to let you guess.
Let's see. Male, you said?
Male comedian.
Not Robin Williams.
Has done film and television work. Has done both.
It's not Robin Williams. No.
No, not Robin Williams.
Gary Shandling?
No, which
George
is a good
Carlin?
Guess. No.
Andrew Dice Clay.
I said film and television.
He's not film. He was in 16 Candles.
Oh, that's right. Duh. You're
yeah,
right.
No, it wasn't 16 Candles. It was, what was he in? He was the doorman.
But he's revolting, so.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not him. This one is a little more charming. I can
Martin
say
Short.
He's a huge fan of baseball. That might help you.
Oh, Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal, oh. That's right. So that was it's interesting that he was Jay Leno's
What's
first
the movie movie? That Andrew Dice Clay was the doorman in, and it was.
Oh, it was Pretty in Pink.
I didn't see that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen that. Okay.
Sorry.
It's one of the few movies in that sort of genre, that block that I that I missed.
Maya Angelou in 1993 was the first female poet to do this.
Speak at the inauguration.
That's exactly right. She read her poem on the Pulse of Morning.
Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton.
Great.
Clinton. That was a wonderful.
It was very good.
Yeah, well, she's an outstanding poet, so it's not surprising.
Okay, well, we'll have to stop there. But the last shall be first, and let me thank our panel, Professor Oldjor.
Later.
Okay. Yeah, Professor Mascio.
Later.
Professor Bowes.
Later.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, ask the professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed in the facilities of the CST department at the University of Detroit Mercy's College of Liberal Arts and Education. Ask the Professor is produced, technically directed, witnessed, and inspired by Michael Jason. Our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. So until next week, I'm your host, Kathy Bush. Let's go, curlers of the world.
And we're back with another edition of Ask the Professor next week. So please plan to join us.